there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
I have a bone to pick with a member of this team, and his name is Brendan Favola, because I know you're behind this. I got a shock yesterday morning.
How do you know I'm behind it?
Because I, you were dobbed on. Because I didn't understand. I didn't understand what had happened. So, the Herald Sun on Saturday did an article about the Doggies, Western Bulldogs, the big game on Saturday night, and against Port Adelaide. And I saw that I had a quote in the Herald Sun.
I read this.
But I never spoke to the Herald Sun, and I certainly didn't put forward a quote.
Well, I did the quote. Now, Leon comes to me and said, the Herald Sun have contacted Boxy and they want to give her a quote because you love the Doggies.
The Doggies, yeah.
You love the Bulldogs. You're a Doggies girl. I think you got the Doggies song played to you when you were a little bubba.
Yeah, I was born a Western Bulldogs fan, but my daughter Trixie, when she was born, I had in the suite as she was being birthed, I got them play the Western Bulldogs theme song.
And now
song,
she backs for Richmond.
And now she backs for the Tigers, which breaks my heart.
It's a complete opposite. She's a daughter of the East. That's sons of the West.
Yeah, true. We don't say where she is, but it's a leafy area. Yeah. Now, Leon did come to me and say, mate, we should stitch Boxy up. And I said, mate, what do I have to do? Got to do a quote for the Herald Sun. So in the Herald Sun, it says, radio personality Fifi Box, the number one ticket holder at the Doggies, which I put in there, which you're actually
which is
not
a
the
lie.
One. Yeah, but you are now. Perception, my friend. Yes. Hopes to see her team add to its trophy cabinet. And this is the quote from Fifi Box and the Herald Sun to all the Herald Sun readers. And all the players would have read this and have gone, oh, Fifi Box sent us a little message.
Right,
good luck
us
to my little pups. 2016 is in the past. What's when they won the premiership?
Yeah.
Let's make 2021 last. Woof, woof, she said.
Did you have to do a woof?
Woof,
the
woof.
Only piece I appreciate is the rhyme, because I love a rhyme and I like what you did there. 2016 is in the past, let's make 2021 last. But what's so funny is Fev always refers to me as the number one ticket holder, but the Herald Sun have actually said that as if it's a fact.
No, but the message we sent Boxy was like a quoted that you've said it. So that's what we wrote, but then that's on them. They wrote it without the little apostrophe things at the top.
I mean, I'm the number one quotation celebrity marks ticket holder. When I did beg them, because at the time, why that came up was back when Julia Gillard was Prime Minister and she was the number one ticket holder. She went on the morning show with Larry Emder, and Larry Emder asked her what to sing the song for the Western Bulldogs, and she didn't know the lyrics. So I just flared up because I went, you can't be the number one ticket holder if you don't know the lyrics. I rang the Western Bulldogs. I said to them, I'm not sure about this. It doesn't seem right. And they placated me with a made up name, which is the number one celebrity ticket holder, which is just a made up term.
And now you're the number one ticket holder. Congratulations.
I said it in my house. I said to my wife, Lucci. I was like, Lucci, I had no idea. He's the number one ticket holder.
Yeah.
Charlie's been saying it.
Let's run with this.
That's it.
But woof, woof. Did you have to?
Well, your nickname's Woofy.
No, it's not. That's something you're running with. No one else is running with that.
Hey, when you ring me, it comes up, woof, woof, woofy.
Good luck to my little pups.
Oh. My little pups. And I got, don't worry, Jamara sent me a message the other day. I think it was Sunday morning, because they obviously played Saturday night.
Mm.
And he goes, what's with your co-host? I said, what's that? She's calling us my little pups. I said, she loves you guys. Woof, woof, woof.
Never speak on my behalf to the media again, ever.
And they saw you give a little pre-game speech to me before my mark, and apparently Bevo is going to give you a call to give you the big down the Zoom line for the GF. Fifi Box and her little pups giving a little woof woof before they run out for the granny.
No, I love if Fee gets to do it in person. They don't let Eddie Maguire in, but Fee gets to fire him up.
Number one ticket holder.
101.9 The Fox.
The tough thing about an extended lockdown that we're going through here in Melbourne, and I was going to say Victoria, but no, lots of regional areas are out now.
Yeah, they're good to go.
Tempers can be frayed, and people fire up for no good reason. And you can tell that probably in your own household, you find yourself getting a bit short-tempered with other families. Members, but maybe neighbours. Now, a mother has come out and told how one of her neighbours has reported her children for vandalism after they were drawing on the on the pavement outside in chalk.
Oh,
now, I've got to be honest, my daughter Trixie does this. She does it on the pavement in our backyard, in our front yard, though. So she's done rainbows and loves doing that. And one of my friends said, why doesn't Trixie go out the front and do those beautiful rainbows on the pavement outside? Because that will give people walking a little bit of joy. So this woman's kids are outside on the pavement doing lovely pictures, trying to get people, you know, showing a little bit of beauty. Kids having fun outside, and the neighbours have reported her to the cops. Wow. I mean, that's not fun, is it? That's
toilet paper. You gotta do that's the dog's doo-doo in a toilet paper, light it up, put it on the front of their doorstep and ring the doorbell.
Oh, no, we don't advocate that. I don't like that one.
No.
I think dignified silence. Just
what?
Yeah, you don't have to get revenge on
people. What are you, the queen?
What are you doing? They're dominant. So your next door neighbour rings the cops on Trixie and Daisy for drawing little rainbows, and you go, okay, sorry, love. Yeah, won't do it again.
We don't fight
no
back.
No way. No, egg their house
or
something.
No, you ignore people like that. I don't believe. But see, I call those people party poopers. That's just been a party pooper.
That's
no, there's better words.
Everybody has a pooper. That's for me.
Party pooper. That's Martin Short from Father of the Bride. Great movie. Party poopers. They're no fun. Maybe you've got some in your neighbourhood. 131060. Have they dobbed on you? Do they dob on you for having fun? I won't lie. There is somebody in my area I would like to dob on, and
you
I can't
dob. Don't become a curtain twitcher.
I wouldn't.
It's
no.
Year of
There's
the
a few down
twitcher.
The peninsula here that dobbed on me for being here.
Oh, you're right. You've had dobbers. No, mine is, I don't even know who they are because I think they're in a high rise that's about 5 kilometres away. But what happens is the wind.
And they can still see your house.
No,
the wind.
No. See, this is really strange. But
the wind.
In my front yard,
hold on
a weekend, I can
barbecue.
Hear. No, music, like thumping rave music. And I reckon it's being carried over from the city, the CBD. It's amazing. It's like I can hear a nightclub in my front yard, but it's not my neighbours.
You know, like in LA where people jump on buses to go visit houses of famous people, do you have them out the front? That could be the bus.
Ha ha ha.
Coming
no.
Coming to see your big
TMZ
room.
Bus.
My very simple weatherboard home that you keep saying is a mansion and it's not. It's just a small house. Thank you very much.
With doof doof music.
131060. Have you got party poopers in your life? It can be even, let's be honest, we can broaden this to just in general. It doesn't have to be neighbours or people who have dobbed on you to the police. It's just party poopers. It's your boss. It's, you know, someone who comes in and says, no one gets to have fun today.
I've got a missus that does that. After a bottle of red, I go to open another one. She says, don't do that.
There you go. You've got your own party pooper in your
life. I want to have a bit of fun.
In those little kids, there's one at a park that I take my son Charlie to, and there's always a weird, like a 50 Shades of Grey in there. And you go, who's putting that in the playground book spot? They don't want that. They're looking for a spot, maybe a...
Kids are also making with the straws and the fans, like they put down in people's gardens. Which
and
is
they were
cool.
Doing spoons, you know, the spoon families.
Yeah, it might be the spoons. That
really
might be what it is.
Cute
yeah.
things. But anyway, then a party pooper in Newport has called the police for vandalism. The kids are just playing hopscotch with some chalk. But what they are party poopers. We don't want them.
Party pooper. Everybody has a pooper. That's for me.
The thing that gets me with that box is also cops have got other things to do.
Of course.
They don't need to be going out to those sort of calls.
I've got a mate that's a cop here in Melbourne. I won't say which part of Melbourne. Great bloke. And he said 90% of his job is just turning up to conversations that two adults should be able to sort out themselves.
Oh,
Oh, geez. Just another adult in this situation that already should have been sorted. Just chat to each other.
Ash in Coburg. Hey, Ash.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all?
We're great, Ash. You had a party pooper. Poop all over your fun?
Well, my new neighbour, I just moved in. It's been 2 months. And the first couple of days, you know, bought a new soundbar, trying
sick.
To work out, you know, fully sick.
Yes.
Putting the sub in each corner, trying to work out, you know, where the best beats will be dropped. And I get playing a bit of music. I love my bass. And then I get a note at my door saying, hi, how are you? This and that. If you run out of sugar, I'm right next door.
That's nice.
By the way, just to let you know from the beginning that your bass is too loud and you need to lower your bass. And I thought to myself, okay, well, firstly, I was home when you left this note. and it wasn't in my letterbox. And I thought to myself, you know what? No, I moved the subby because I'm considerate. It's on the other side of the house.
What time are you doing this?
It was during the day.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
And you know, so, and I'm considerate. Like, if she lets me know what genre she's into, I will play that.
Oh, so you moved
the neighbourhood DJ. Yeah.
And how's it gone, Ash?
Well, we take out the bins, and I'm very thoughtful, saying hello to everyone. You know, life's too short. Has nothing to do. She just looks the other way and puts the bins in. My daughter, 14-year-old, takes out the bins. I go, did the neighbour say hello? She goes, how rude. I'm a child. She doesn't say hello to me.
Too much bass, man.
The bass is life. I'm starting my first day at work today, so I've got day of silence. When I come home, I like to listen to a bit of music. If she tells me she wants Eminem, I'll put on Eminem.
Happy to take requests.
I mean, you're the most polite bass user.
That's it. And when I come down the street, everyone knows I'm coming home. It's a welcome party. I'm totally
addicted to bass. You know what? Ash, obviously, you can't see Fee's face. I think she's on the neighbour's side. She's horrified. Fee is horrified. Oh, thanks for your call, Ash.
The bass. 1019, The Fox.
SAS Australia, yes. Melbourne. It is back on Channel 7, 7:30 tonight.
Are you ready? Go! Get something!
To Australia, you're a celebrity. I don't care. No matter how hard you've ever pushed, how much fear you've ever faced, that's nothing. Because you're going to where you've never been before.
And we are joined by the DS, the legend himself, Ant Middleton. Ant, welcome back to the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we've lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, Zoom's frozen.
Oh, no.
Hang on, he'll come back in. I think we've got to get him back in the Zoom.
Like true SAS, where
yeah,
is he?
He's like,
you know,
here he is.
I'm in disguise.
He's back, but he's muted.
He is muted. Ant.
Josiah, is there anything you can press to make us hear?
Oh, he's just taking
a problem with his phone.
Fix your phone, Ant!
I'm going to do his job.
You had one job! Turn on Zoom! What is wrong with you?
Right.
Here he is!
There he is.
Wait.
We can hear you.
You know when he says to the recruits, if this was me, if this was you, what would you do?
Oh.
You know, he turns that around when he spoke to Alicia Molly.
Right, listen, I've just scrapped the hotel internet and I'm on 4G, guys. So that's how much I love you.
Oh.
This is going to cost me about £1 million.
Yeah, it's going back to the UK and bounding back into Australia. And we are so excited. We've already, because we get this access, so we've seen what's coming up, and we can guarantee Melbourne you are going to get right into this season. We've got sportsmen, models, actors, actresses, notorious politicians. What did you think of this year's pack, Ant?
Do you know what? That's what I love about the show is it makes us work because you've got different personalities, different shapes and sizes, different people, different backgrounds, different tasks, different locations, different environments, and you're going to get a completely different show. But what I love about the show is that we don't know nothing about the recruits as such or the celebrities. We literally, you know, we work from day one in finding out who they are, what they're about, you know, their personalities, and really digging into their insecurities and their weaknesses in order to expose the true them. So this year was... You know, normally we can pack two or three of them together and go, right, you fit in the same category, you fit in the same category. But each and every one of them was completely different. As you can see, we had Kobe, we had politicians, we had Big Sam Burgess, we had Erin, who's a model.
Bryn Edelston.
We had, you know, Jana. Yeah, we had,
Manu.
We had tennis, you know, we had Mark Villapousis. We had, you name it, they were all different. So
I can't remember
you can
those
imagine
people.
Imagine my mind. My mind was fried from day one. But listen, what a course. And you know, you'll be absolutely shocked on what we uncover in this series.
I've got a question for you, Ant. There's one name I can't believe you forgot because this bloke constantly referred to himself in the third person.
There's no acting on this course for me. This is Dan Ewing. So what does Dan Ewing do when he is sleep deprived? What will Dan do when he hasn't eaten, when he is freezing cold, he's getting screamed at, called all sorts of things?
Nothing.
What does Dan Ewing do when his back's against the wall?
Did you make him tired enough to stop referring to himself in the third person?
Dan Ewing is the space cadet. He's completely out there. I'm sure he's got his own spaceship. He's one of those guys that, you know, everyone takes a bit of warming to, and Dan just has his own ways and different ways of doing things. That doesn't mean that they can't achieve what's set out in front of him. But he did make me laugh a few times, and a couple of times I actually wanted to rip his head off, but I didn't, obviously. But that's with all of them. You know, we push them so, you know, so hard and you know, in such a short amount of time that they're in this constant state of shock, this constant state of capture. And, you know, a couple of them can't deal with it and they're gone within the first couple of days. And you'll see in tonight's episode what I'm talking about.
Now, mate, you get right up in their face. You get so angry. It's a talent because you get so close that you don't spit on them, but you could almost pass them. And then you pull out. Is it, at any stage, do you have any downtime where you actually speak to the recruits? Because you're so intense and they're so on edge, but there's no downtime at all. It's just for that 2 weeks. It's just bang.
Yeah, it's back to back. There's no downtime for them. There's no downtime for us. There's no downtime for production. This is a one-of-a-kind production, to be fair. You know, I'm not an actor. I don't work for TV. I work, and if you want to put me on your channel, then great, let's work together. And productions find that hard. You know, they like to take control. But fair play to Screen Time Australia and Channel 7 for literally just handing me the reins and going, "Ant, listen, we trust you with your stuff. We're there for you." And you know, they're brilliant at what they do. And I like to think that we're good at what we do and we're the experts in our field. So great teamwork that makes this course happen.
Out of all of those, and they're scared. Out of all those groups, Ant, you know, you've got former politicians, athletes, chefs. Who are the most annoying to deal with? Like, I know to me, the models and the actors drive me insane.
You put me on the spot there. The politicians are annoying, aren't they? Let's be honest. but listen, what I love about the politicians is exposing them to the real world. You know, they go through whatever education system they go through, and do they experience what real life is about? Probably not. So I actually enjoy putting politicians through their paces just to give them a little bit more experience, hopefully to go back with and say, listen, this is reality here. Yeah, we can look at these papers and push these pens, but this is what goes on out in the big wide world. And hopefully it can change their mindset and change certain decisions that they make. So I do like having politicians on the course, but the sportsmen as well, you know, the sports individuals, everyone thinks they're going to be, you know, they're going to smash it and they're going to do really well. And we chip into their mindset and we expose a weakness up here. And then before you know it, boom, they're out of the game. And that happens during the series.
It's funny you mentioned politicians because Emma Hassar, who she's great viewing, we had no idea who she was and she kept referring to her scandal. I think that had gone under the radar in Australia, but we all know about it now. And I wanted to ask, Ant, you said you don't know these people or their backstory. There's someone in there and I'm even scared of him because I've grown up knowing about the Bra Boys and Kobe Abbotton. And do you ever do the research during the course and go, oh, this guy or this person might be a bit scary. I don't really want to get on their bad side.
No, I don't allow that to happen. Because the moment you do that, then you redesign the course or you take a different angle and the course is the course. We don't care. That's the thing about it. We don't care who you are, what you've been through. And, you know, just because I read up something doesn't mean I'm not going to get in your face. If you've messed up and it's pretty big, I'm going to get in your face And whether you're a bra boy, whether you're an NFL player, a boxer, an MMA fighter, whatever it may be, you better believe that if you mess up, that I'm going to be there within seconds shouting in your face.
You spoke about breaking down the athletes and the sports people. Now, I'd find that harder for your job to break them down because they're so mentally strong in their field of sports. That's what makes like an Alicia Molik and a Mark Philippoussis great tennis players they are, and Sammy Burgess, who's represented his country in both union and league. Is that a challenge for you? Do you find that more of a challenge than breaking a Bryn Edelston who's never done anything like that before?
Yeah, and I love that challenge. That's why I continue to do the course. I love the challenge of finding an insecurity or finding a weakness. And all I need is a small chink. And that could be not during a task. That could be when they think I'm not watching and, you know, they let their guard down whilst they're talking amongst each other. And I might overhear something or I might see them act a certain way when they think they're not being looked at. And that's when I pounce. That's when I go, right, you know what? I'm going to leave that for when, and I'm going to expose that during this task. And that's the really interesting thing about it. And there's everyone can be broken. You know, I believe there's no one out there that can't be broken. But the course isn't designed to completely break them. If we've done that, then we haven't done our job. We've done a bad job. It's getting them to that line, getting them on that line, and then turning the mirror on them and going, do you recognize this person? Are you happy with who you are? And a lot of the time they're not, and they can't deal with the reflection in the mirror, and the armband's gone. But the people that go, do you know what? Yeah, I'm happy with that. We start to rebuild them.
Well, our co-host here, Fifi Box, I think she may need a bit of a dressing down, Ant, if you don't mind. Ooh. She's the number one ticket holder for the Western Bulldogs Football Club. And their team was in the prelim final on the weekend. The win gets into the grand final, and she went to bed before the game finished. What would you say to Fee?
The game was
about
over.
That?
I'm on my way to you guys now.
Do you know what's funny about that? Like, Dan, I can tell you, I did Dancing with the Stars this year already. The one show I'll never celebrity do is your show. But 100%. I tell you what, when you get up close like that, it's the one part I do want. Like,
you're probably passing.
I know. It's just like, it's the best. I don't know how they don't. It's just.
I don't know how people have gone and done this show again.
If you see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window and putting a black bag over your head, then you know you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing. And I secretly love you, now openly love you. We can't get enough of you, and I can guarantee we've all seen the first three eps. OMG.
Yeah,
I watched it before these boys, and I waited. I kept going, boys, watch it, watch it, watch it. We've got to talk about it. It's great viewing. SAS Australia tonight, 7:30. Do not miss it. Channel 7 and 7 Plus. And let's hopefully we get to touch base a bit further in the series, or you just fly in my bedroom window. Whatever
did
happens.
Did you say
good.
Touch base?
Listen.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It continues to be tough for small businesses in Melbourne and Victoria, and we love getting around them and doing what we can. We've given away money. We've done everything we can to help prop them up. And then we realise the best thing we can do is give free advertising, because it's very difficult to get advertised. Well, not difficult. It's very expensive to get proper radio commercial ads made on Fox FM. So we are reaching out and saying, if you've got a small business or your family members do, your mum, your dad, whoever, contact us. We've got a page. You can register at fox.com.au, and Fev, Nick and myself will write your commercials.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
That's really a personal touch too. When I say we'll write your commercials, they won't necessarily sound as polished or as professional as the ones you'll hear in our ad breaks. I'd argue they're better.
To Jock and Mac, and Jock and Mac on Instagram. What you say?
Globath, lady. How are you?
Now, today, a wonderful small business we're getting around is Melbourne Drywall, and we're speaking to Fiona, who owns the business with her husband, Will. Hey, Fee.
Hi, Fifi, Feb, and Nick, how are you?
Morning.
Hey.
Great. Fiona, now, you've been, this business you've had, it's obviously been struggling a bit in lockdown. And tell us how tough it is.
Look, it has been really tough for all tradies in this time. And, yeah, we just hope that, you know, through it all, we can work through.
And you specialise now in all aspects of plastering, commercial, architectural and residential.
Well, good luck, Fiona.
Thank you.
Now, unfortunately, you got me today, Fee.
Oh,
and
God.
Plastering's not necessarily my go-to, genre. My skill set. So I've tried. I have written your ad. It's all done. Are your expectations high, low? Where are they sitting at the moment, Fee?
Look, Fifi, you're the best, so it'll be the best, I'm sure.
Oh.
What would you like in there, Fee? Like, what sort of messaging would you like?
Look, just anything, really. Just anything to get Melbourne drywall out there. Full renos, domestic work, commercial work.
Oh.
Now, my specialty is websites now, Fee. I want to point this out. You don't have a website, but anybody listening right now on Instagram at Melbourne Drywall, you can visit Fiona and Will and get them working on your plastering and your all your commercial residential plastering. Or also, you're on Facebook, melbourne drywall.net.
Correct.
Fiona, that also means that's not in the jingle. If Fee is giving you info before it plays, that means it is not in there. Did not expect the plug for Facebook or Insta. Hope everybody heard that.
Okay, you're ready for your commercial, Fee.
Good
Are
luck.
You a fan of Oasis?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, I hope you enjoy this, Fee. Here's my ad for Melbourne Drywall.
Today is gonna be the day, 'cause you've got a lot of work to do. By now you should have somehow hired someone to do it for you. It's pretty hard to do plastering, I know, I've tried. You gotta get the experts in and get them to do it for you. Because maybe drywall will be the ones that save me.
Brilliant.
Fiona, any good?
Thank you, Fifi. That was the best.
Best. Excellent. Well, there you go. Melbourne Drywall. That is your commercial, Fee. I hope Will liked it too. And get around Melbourne Drywall. You can find them at Instagram, Melbourne Drywall.
Love a shoehorned website at the end.
Wow.
Just rammed in.
If you have a small business that wants to get some free ads, just like Fiona did from Melbourne Drywall,
do you reckon they're
going to
use that one, Boxy?
I could have polished it a bit more, couldn't I?
No, mate, it was brilliant. It sticks in your head.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, let's talk about politics. We don't usually do it on this show because we don't do it very well. But yesterday, Dan Andrews' press conference, it's all going well until ScoMo was conducting a press conference at the same time, and he revealed the great news that Victoria is going to get a load more vaccines. I think it's about 400,000 more vaccines, more Pfizer's heading our way. But obviously, ScoMo is having the press conference at the same time, so Dan Andrews was unaware of that. We're about to play the audio where you'll hear a journo telling Dan Andrews about this, and I don't think Dan Andrews can hide how he feels about the federal politicians, particularly ScoMo.
That'll be in addition to what we're announcing today. This is fantastic news.
Were you given a heads up on that before it was announced?
No.
Were you expecting a heads up on that before it was announced?
Well, it's hard to know what to expect, really, isn't it? Maybe while I've been talking to you, there's a missed call on my phone. I don't know. Let's not argue about who said what to whom. Let's get jabs in arms. That's what I'm focused on. Always have been.
You just found out now?
Yes.
Yeah. And 400,000, that's
apparently
enough?
How our national government works these days. But anyway, I'm delighted to know that. That's fantastic news. That's fantastic news. Let's get them into arms. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. And maybe if they'd been ordered last year, we'd have them in arms already. Thanks very much, everyone.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
That's a good whack. That's a good whack on the way out. Well done.
That's a real good drop the mic. It's a bit hard because it's one of those ones attached to a lectern. You'd have to pull it off and drop it down. I just think the politics, we expect them to do a great job, state leaders, federal leaders, but they, and we want them to organise things better, but they can't even organise separate press conference times. It's like four states go at 11 o'clock. You're like, no one's texting. Like, how do we expect everything to roll out when they can't even agree on when should we have a chat?
I know.
It's always the same time. There are other times.
But do you reckon, I reckon ScoMo did that deliberately. I'm going to have my press conference while he's having his, and I'm going to announce that I'm the hero.
Childish.
Dan was not having it.
He whacked him on the way out, though.
I love Dan Andrews. He gives a good whack. Seriously. Like, I do.
The
I do
grin
enjoy
on his face too. He was wrapped with himself.
Yeah. It's a man who's had enough. Dan's had enough.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Tonight, Monday at 8:45, Channel 10. Have you been paying attention? And starring tonight is a good friend of the show, Kitty Flanagan. Kitty, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Can I say thanks so much for having me on, guys? I don't want to sound needy or anything, but I had a full schedule of interviews this morning, and I have been systematically bumped from pretty much every station around the country as they ring in to say to me, oh, sorry, we've managed to snag the Survivor winner. Can we get
Who
rid of
cares?
You? Oh, sorry, we've managed to snag a judge from The Masked Singer. Can we get rid of you? Sorry, we've managed to... All morning.
Kitty,
hanging in there going, is someone going to talk to me this morning? I'm lonely.
We've got your prime time, Kitty.
To me, Kitty, it just sounds like you've been cancelled, but we haven't seen the old tweets yet. So we're like, get her in. Nothing bad here.
Do you know what, Kitty?
No, we
and
love
I,
you.
I'm going to take a personal offence on your behalf to that, because do these radio shows that are cancelling you understand that you have just won a huge international award? This is so big. The big international French awards series Mania. Fisk, your show has beaten that's won Best Comedy, beating out Hacks, Starstruck. Yes. That is a huge, huge result, Kitty.
I know. And when they find out and they come knocking at my door, I'm going to say, well, I remember the day you bumped me for Survivor winners and Masked Singer judges.
Don't worry, Kitty. No one's watching Survivor anyway. It was the worst rating year of the had, I think, so don't worry about it.
I mean, it is on Channel 10, and we're promoting Have You Been Paying Attention on Channel 10.
So it's finished now. But it's finished. It's finished. It's done.
Finished. Yeah, it's finished.
Kitty, you it's do finished. A podcast with Dave O'Neill all about snacks. Have you tried the turtle chips? Fee brought them in last week. They're like a corn flavour.
Korean.
Interesting. Someone just put that on Instagram for me, and I didn't actually know where to get them or what they were. So please tell me more.
Woolworths. And they're I've tried the sweet corn. They're like a puffed. When I looked at it, Kitty, I thought it was like one of those. What do you call it? That not grain waves.
When they try and do those quinoa ones. Yeah. Or lentil chips. Those things.
It's worth it. It is worth it, Kitty. You and Dave should get around.
Turtle chips.
Mm. Turtle chips. That's the one.
All right, I'm going to pop those down.
What would be your number one snack of all time? If you could only pick one snack, what is Kitty's snack?
Good do question,
I
go, Nick.
Can I have one for sweet and one for salty?
Yeah.
Okay, so my salty snack would be salt and black pepper chips from Boulders.
Right.
Oh, you've got
How good are the Boulders chips?
They should be called salt and black pepper and a lot of sugar because they are delicious. They're so good. Get yourself some Boulder salt and chips.
Boulder red wine.
At the moment, the sweet snack I'd be choosing is a Scorch peanut bar mini that you can buy a bag of. Because you buy them and you think, oh, I'll just have a little mini. That'll do me. And then you go, might just have five more of those. But it still feels like you're only having a bite of Scorch peanut bar. Delicious.
Kitty, are you a TikToker?
Oh, okay, obviously, clearly not into the Scorch peanut bars. Quick pivot.
I'm going to go back to that. But because TikTok, my kids watch TikTok. Well, my kids watch TikTok all the time. And I know you've got your podcast, but have you ever thought about going to TikTok with all your food tastings and the crazes? Because they go viral.
I did think about it. And then I went to sign up to it and they wanted too many details. Fev, I just went, I can't be handing over all my details just so that I can do a dance on TikTok with a snack. I think that's what I'd have to do as well. I think I'd have to do a dance and a snack or something. And I just
no, you
I
can just do the snack.
Oh, and then I saw that documentary about how they're watching you. They the camera watches your eyeballs to see what you're reacting to. I can't have that.
I'm dumb.
Now, Kitty, I'm going to keep pivoting away from the scorched almonds for a second. I want to go back to where we started.
Becoming obvious why I got dumped.
Yeah,
from all the other
scorched
stations.
Almonds, no good. But we started the conversation saying that there are a lot of reality TV shows kicking off at the moment, and everyone's got them on. We in fact had someone earlier from SAS Australia, the wonderful Ant Middleton. But I want to ask you, and you, because obviously now you're an international award winning television show creator. Do you have a guilty pleasure in the world of reality shows?
Oh, which one do I watch? Funnily enough, I did start watching a bit of Survivor. What I tend to do is just watch the end of them. I like the beginnings and the end.
Yeah.
It's like Formula One. I'm really into the beginning and the end. I like to watch the first couple of laps and then tune in for the end.
Yeah.
To see who the winner is. So, you know, very excited by Daniel Ricciardo's win.
Yeah, that was huge.
It was huge, yeah. I know, Fief, you weren't expecting this to suddenly turn to Formula One chat, but there you go. That's my guilty pleasure at the moment.
Have you been paying attention and I had to guess what news story Kitty Flanagan was going to attach herself to, it wasn't that.
Not Formula One.
But you're lucky, Kitty, that this is a pre-record and we'll probably play it out at 5:30 tomorrow when we're not on. We'll just cut that bit out.
Well, Fief, you should watch the documentary Drive to Survive and really get into it.
Mate, I've watched all of it. It's my favourite.
It's unreal. Yeah,
Jerry Halliwell's husband, he's the best.
Fief, I'm telling you,
okay.
Even you will like it. You really get into the characters.
I'm writing this down, Drive to Survive.
I told you about this box here. They travel the Formula One. Okay. And it's got and the way I got you was the Formula One owner for Red Bull is Jerry Halliwell from Spice Girls' husband.
She's done well, hasn't she?
She has done well for herself,
What's blowing my mind, Kitty, you've told us the best snacks to have and the best series to watch on Netflix. How long have you been in a uni share house?
Next, I'll be telling you how to make a bomb.
You are going to tell us more. I'm going to give you a book, a cheeky plug. You've got a new book coming up in November. More Rules for Life, a special volume for enthusiasts. So we can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic.
Well, you know, I mean, 488, you would have thought that was enough. But no, the minute I handed that in, I kept calling the publisher going, has it gone to print yet? Because I've got some more. And I said, no, it's been printed. You've got to shut it down. And then we had the pandemic. And I went, look, the government's not setting any decent rules. I need to step in here. So I've done a special volume for enthusiasts. These are all the rules that I thought were too harsh for the first volume, and also some pandemic rules as well, and a few strong suggestions as well, like throw your mattress out sooner. Oh. I'm basing that on the state of the mattresses I see dumped in alleyways.
Yes, so
they all look like they should have been thrown out three murders ago.
Yeah.
What's going on with those?
We can't wait for this. That's More Rules for Life. That's your new book coming out in November. But tonight we can see you on Have You Been Paying Attention? 8:45 on Channel 10. Always fun. Thank you for taking our call.
I'm glad you can edit that, guys. It was good to know that was pre-recorded.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.